on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1962. What is going on in the sleepy town of Half Moon Bay in the early 60s? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Time Machine local news, prison parolee nabbed on beach, faces car theft. A 19-year-old parolee was arrested by Half Moon Bay police and was booked for auto theft. Recently released from Soledad State Prison, the parolee was caught on the beach and was in possession of a Thunderbird car reported stolen by Oakland Auto Dealership. Heart expert talks to local service group. Facts, Fears, and Fables was the topic of a presentation by Dr. Charles Gutas to a local chapter of the United Voluntary Services. An informal questions and answer session followed the presentation. And the El Granado Women's Club is planning an Easter egg hunt. The group will sponsor the event, and the committee members will meet on March 7th at 8 p.m. to further discuss these details. And now for a little history in the making for my pub, Cameron's Pub in Half Moon Bay. Lots of celebrations happen at Cameron's Pub, and recently one was especially meaningful. Our longtime employee, Joey, who many of you know is friendly, hardworking person, great busser for us, does the dishes. He's just been with us for a long time. He always has a smile on his face. Well, he just celebrated his 50th birthday at the pub. He was so proud, turning 50, and told many who came in that it was coming up. It happens that Joey and I share the same birthday, and I'm glad for this since I usually prefer to downplay mine. Our family history with Joey goes way back when he was a toddler, and my English grand looked after him while my mom and his mom were in Bible study at the First Baptist Church. We attend many services with Joey and sing the traditional old hymns, which Joey loves. The church closed now, and we're all at Mariners Church now, and we get real excited when the old hymns are on. Joey and several others started what they call the Hymster Club, for those who appreciate the hymns. It's an easy club with no meetings, no dues, no bylaws. Just come enjoy when the old hymns show up. Joey is the longest employee and began busing at our restaurant at the very early age of 1993 when we opened. He was 18 years old, so he has 32 years seniority. Thank you to all the wonderful, faithful employees that I have at my restaurant. Celia comes in second with 29 years. She's been in our kitchen helping us. We've had some great memories. I learned from years at Tilly's Little Frankfurt Moss Beach restaurant, business can be character building. If you take the heat, you can do it. Keep calm and come on in. 1962, the Cold War continues to worsen as Russians place ballistic missiles in Cuba, just 90 miles from the coast of Florida. John Kennedy calls their bluff by threatening war. The Russians stand down. JFK sets a goal of launching a man on the moon before the 60s are over. The United States begins to get involved in training the South Vietnamese in their conflict with North Vietnam. Marilyn Monroe is found dead after allegedly overdosing on sleeping pills. And Sam Walton opens a discount store called Walmart in Arkansas. What is the cost of living like? Buy a new house for $12,500, or perhaps a new car for $3,000. Don't forget the gas for your buggy, 28 cents a gallon. In popular culture, Johnny Carson becomes the host of The Tonight Show. Top movies are West Side Story, Lawrence of Arabia, and To Kill a Mockingbird. 1962 was an interesting year for Top 40. It's a blend of rock, folk music, instrumentals, country, and R&B. This singer was first discovered by songwriter Carole King, who would later become a success by singing the songs she was writing. Here's Little Eva and the solid gold hit, The Locomotion.
So good.
in Montgomery, Alabama. This artist was not known as a rock and roll singer, but this gold hit shared the top 40 charts in 1962. Here's Nat King Cole with Ramblin' Rose.
Ramblin' Rose, Ramblin' Rose. Why you ramble, no one knows. Why?
Join me again next time for a journey to another year in the KHNB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.